Brookings Institution Vice President and close Cuomo confidant Bruce Katz told a crowd in Buffalo Wednesday that there's renewed business interest in the state's second largest city.
There already is a buzz nationally about the Buffalo Billion.
Katz will assist the Western New York Regional Council to find and incentivize projects with state money that have the best chance of bringing in investment from outside the region. That will probably turn into a handful of large developments focused on downtown, Katz says.
The public sector likes to spread money around like peanut butter. You know, that's not how you get high return on investment. And that's what $1 billion is. It's an investment. It's not just spending. So the real return is not the immediate hit. It's the hit that's going to happen over 5 or 10 or 15 years.
Buffalo's urban core will be the focus of the $1 billion, Katz says. That gives the metro area the best chance to concentrate the impact of the money. But given the region's propensity for spreading its thinning population over larger and larger areas, this task won't be easy, he says.
You know, I could understand sprawl in Phoenix, but you've managed to have sprawl without growth. And you got to really work at that. From 1950 to 2000, while the population of this metropolis grew by 7% over 50 years, the urbanized area tripled from 123 square miles to 367 square miles.
Thursday, Katz will meet with the Western New York Regional Council for the first time, beginning a process that could take years to play out. Cuomo seems to agree, earmarking only $100 million of the promised billion in this year's budget. I'm Daniel Robison for WBFO and AM 970.